Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're very pleased to welcome Steve Yates, chair of the America First Policy Institute's New China Policy Initiative. Steve, Xi Jinping has left his secure bunker after more than 2 years of, you'd have to say, caution about the pandemic that his country is, in some fashion, the ground zero of the pandemic. But Xi has left, traveled to Kazakhstan, traveling on to Uzbekistan, Central Asian states, where he has a great deal of business and plans. The railroads, pipelines, roadways across Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, into Pakistan. They can dream big. However, right now, the dreams are very narrow. They're focused on Ukraine and the conflict because he's meeting Xi Jinping with Vladimir Putin. So let's ask the question, if this was a meeting in Las Vegas between gangsters, all right? What's in it for the gangster? First, what's in it for Xi? That's the most important one to me. I can see Putin needs everything. What does Xi need from Russia, given that he's already declared in early on in the conflict that he's standing with Putin, that he's gone to this meeting despite the obvious theatrics that show that China and Russia are working together, which is exactly what NATO said at the end of June. So what's in this for Xi? What does he want from Putin? Good evening to you.
Well, thank you, John. Well, I think it is appropriate to think of this as two leading members of an organized crime family sitting down and talking about, well, from Russia's point of view, they have energy that they could help provide to China at a discount rate. China is in need of some of that energy. Russia is in need of armaments. China may have some excess armaments that they could exchange. But I think, first and foremost, it has not really filtered into the broader discourse how much Xi Jinping is vested in Putin being seen as succeeding against Ukraine. Early on in this conflict, there was concern that, well, Russia taking Ukraine, wouldn't that mean Taiwan is next? But the reverse of that is also a concern to Beijing that if Russia does not seem to succeed with some finality, does that open questions about Taiwan perhaps being a harder nut to crack for China? It's apples and oranges to a degree, but Xi Jinping is very publicly out there as an individual, not just on behalf of his country, and backing Putin. And if Putin is viewed as a loser in this prospect, I think that creates problems for Xi Jinping.
In other words, Xi can't afford to have Putin lose, or is he preparing for it in some fashion, Steve?
I think it's very damaging to Xi Jinping's leadership and his credibility if Putin is seen as a loser in this endeavor in Ukraine. And so that is what I think is at stake for him in that. There are many people tied into China that have talked about this being not a consensus position in China, although we do have the number three Communist Party official out in public with Russians saying that they fully understand that this was an act of self-defense by Russia. But that is not, as I have heard, a consensus view within the Communist Party leadership even.
Gordon, you have a question for our friend Steve.
Steve, during Xi Jinping's 10 years, we have heard all of these expressions of support for Russia. And I think largely it's because Putin and Xi Jinping have a view of the world which basically is the same. They both want to take down the international system. And I guess one of the answers to John's question would be, why is Xi Jinping supporting Putin as Putin is failing, which is a real sign of partnership? I think it's because Xi Jinping realizes that he will not be able to challenge the West or the international community if he doesn't have the heft of Russia behind him. I understand that this is not a consensus view in China, but at this point, you don't need a consensus. All you need is Xi Jinping, to take China over the cliff.
No, I think that that's correct. And I don't really think there's that much drama about whether Xi will be given his extra term or whatever the phrasing of that will be as they go into their leadership decision making meetings. I do think that the demonstration effect of sanctions and resistance by the West actually having a meaningful impact on Russia is damaging to the idea of people like Xi and others being able to stand up to the system. If the system is seen as buckling or crumbling and even being defeated in these challenges, that is a big opening for that condominium against the Western order that you were describing. And that would bode very poorly for the United States, keeping allies on side for a long struggle with a China that perhaps unwinds.
The other side, what's in it for Russia? What does Russia want from China? I note that trade between Russia and China has increased. I think I saw some numbers, 26% or more. This is from China to Russia. Obviously, the purchase of oil is possible. Natural gas is not so easy because the pipelines don't exist the way they do to Europe. However, trade is everything, and also the technology that Russia can no longer import from the West, it can get some of it from China. So what does Putin want for Xi Jinping? About Ukraine, about the conflict with NATO, about trade?
I think he seeks any of that menu that helps him endure the West's efforts to penalize him and cut him out of the system. And so to the degree an alternative universe, a condominium, if not an axis of evil, that is Beijing, Moscow, and Tehran to a degree, that allows them to trade in goods and currency that the West cannot control or sanction. It's that breathing space that I believe Putin seeks, that Xi seeks, and the other do-no-gooders seek along the way. And so the advancement of that, I think, is most critical. I think that Russia has the financial means, given the oil wealth that it possesses and Europe's continued need for that. But I think the armaments and technology and other areas of being able to continue outside the reach of the West is what's vital to him.
Just one follow-up, Steve. Why haven't we seen major weapon systems flowing to Russia? What is holding Xi back?
I don't think that there's a lot holding Xi back at this point, other than Xi perhaps having designs for when he might want them for his own purposes. It would not necessarily be rational for Xi to push any kind of military adventurism in the Pacific, but they certainly have teased that idea with the military exercises and missile tests around the Pelosi visit and in the vicinity of Taiwan. They have teased challenging Japan in the East China Sea. They have long staked out territory in the high seas in Southeast Asia. The one thing that might give them pause is, why hollow out even a little bit if you have in mind a confrontation in Asia?
Gordon, I have a question for Steve.
Steve, for the last half decade, American and others, analysts, have wondered and tried to prevent the division of the world into two camps. Just to extrapolate a little bit from what you were saying, has the world now divided into two very distinct camps?
Yeah, I do think that the Russian invasion of Ukraine provoked a response in the West that, while a lot of the establishment and a lot of the people that think more like I do that would be anti-establishment were saying we're not going back to the Cold War, but there were a lot of responses to Russia's invasion of Ukraine that changed some of these policy actions that people in State Department, Treasury, and Congress were willing to consider. And the pushing back against Russia opened natural questions about these same tools being used against China and Tehran. And so I think that the inertia is moved in that direction. I think that the people in that condominium on the Russia-China part especially welcome that conversation and that move to a large part.
You have many conversations, and including people well-informed of Taiwan. Are they less or more concern today than at the beginning of this conflict?
Well, I hear people in Taiwan that they're confident in the near term or the immediate term.
Okay.
And they see some of the dragging out of the conflict in Ukraine as perhaps a sobriety checkpoint for Beijing's calculus. They're, however, very concerned about a period after the presidential election in Taiwan in early 2024 and what might be a lame duck period for a Biden administration going into the fall of 2024. And so they don't feel as if the clouds have cleared from the horizon, but they feel like the horizon is out a bit ahead of them at the moment.
Steve Yates of the America First Policy Institute, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.